I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga warriors. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m., which could only mean one thing. It's another hour of inspiration, motivation, health and fitness, and all things DDP Yoga right here at DDP Radio at ddpradio.com. As always, my name is Mike Mullins, broadcasting live from the DDP Radio Megaplex here in beautiful downtown Raleigh, North Carolina. You can find me hanging and banging on my official website, mike90%.com, and of course, making her triumphant return after a few weeks off, Miss Stacey Morris is back on DDP Radio from StaceyMorris.com. Stacey Morris, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's so good to be back.
Oh, great to have you back. We missed you. We really did. You are a pivotal part of the show, and Robert and I figured that out once you weren't here.
Oh, thank you. Have you guys been?
Good, good, good. And with us, as always, is the one and only, thank Christmas, I don't know what we'd do if he multiplied, Robert McLaren is with us here at DDP Radio. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, it would be basically like a triple effect, you know, from Star Trek.
Yeah, exactly.
Disastrous.
That would not be a good scenario. I don't think that the world could take two Mike at 90% either, so.
No, that'd be like, what, 180%?
Something like that. Be something, I'll tell you that much. But yeah, it's going to be a really great show tonight. I've been looking forward to talking to our guest tonight for a while. We have one of the most truly inspirational, one of the most ultimate success stories here in the DDP Yoga universe, not to mention this impact he's had on my own life with DDP Yoga and my DDP Yoga journey. He's one of the most chill cats I know. We're going to be talking to Nolan Bobbitt in just a few minutes, so we're going to want to hang on and check that out. But first, we're going to get to a little DDP Yoga news on the DDP Yoga front. I don't want to be a walking salesman or anything, but we can't not mention the amazing Black Friday sale we had on DDP Yoga this week. Amazing deals. And I was kind of shocked because they had this Black Friday sale last year, and actually it was a big jump-off point for a lot of DDP Yoga warriors who a year later are now owning their lives because they made the plunge last year. And I was surprised going around the sites that a lot of people last year, was their jump-off point was Black Friday sale, and that's still going on for a little while longer. Now, we've had some amazing success stories in the past year. Am I wrong?
No, you usually are, but not this time.
We've had more than ever.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of crazy because, you know, I love the quote from DDP that he has on his website quite often. It says, a year from now, you would have wished you started today. And that is so true because people last Friday, last Black Friday or any day, they could have said, you know, I can do it next year. Maybe there's next month. And maybe there isn't a next month. But the fact that they took the plunge today and have changed their lives and a year later are better than ever. And we've got the Black Friday sale going on ddpyoga.com right now. And if you are thinking about taking the plunge, I'm not going to be a walking infomercial, but it's a great deal, and it's a great time to, you know, just man up, woman up, own your life, and get it done. No more procrastinating. You have no excuses. Just get up and do it. How's that?
That's wonderful. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's going to be we're going to keep the specials on for probably the next week or so, maybe a little bit longer. We're going to kind of see how it goes. But yeah, now is. You're not going to get it cheaper than you're going to get it right now unless you, you know, beat up the mailman.
There you go.
And it's not only
for the
a
record,
great
we don't plug beating up mailmen If anyone beats up a mailman, that's Robert, by the way. I didn't say anything.
But aside from it being a great deal, you get a jump on your health before January, when, you know, the traditional time. Don't wait.
Yes.
You know, start right now.
That's a great point, because the holidays, the big thing is, you know, after the holidays, I'll get going. After the holidays, I'm going to start, change my life. You know, there's no reason why you can't. I mean, I'm not being devil. You know, Christmas is one day. Christmas isn't technically a whole season. So, you know, the holiday season,
really?
Christmas and all those things are one day. You don't have to, you know, have a whole month of binge eating. You can start DDP yoga today. You can own your life today and get through the holidays and do a lot better than you would have beforehand. So just throwing it out there.
Yeah, and, you know, there was a dude on, I can't remember the guy's name, but he sent me a message on Team DDP Yoga and talked about his Thanksgiving and how basically he blew his diet. But, you know, he was cool with that. He didn't get depressed. He didn't beat himself up. He just got back on the horse the next day. And, you know, that's a really good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And give yourself permission sometimes. I have no trouble admitting I had quite a bit of gluten-free stuffing last week, you know, but I enjoyed it. And the next day I ate cleaner, you know, so it's all about, you know, setting some proper boundaries and not flipping out and not expecting perfection.
And that's a great point, Stacey, because one day isn't going to screw up your eating, your healthy eating. You know, it's the point that you get back the next day, you hop back on the horse and allowing yourself that day. I always called like the holidays like a controlled gain. Yeah, I probably gained a little bit of weight, but I controlled myself in that aspect of things and didn't go off the rails. And I weighed myself the day after Thanksgiving and the 2 days after Thanksgiving, and I stayed exactly the same. So that's a plus. Getting back on after a holiday season is tough, but it's really doable. And just, you know, hop back on that wagon, hop back on that horse. Holidays are one day. It's not a whole season, despite what they say. But we should have a holiday show coming up in the next couple of weeks. Maybe talk about how to get through the holidays without, you know, completely blowing things. I know, Stacey, you become, you know, professional at that. And I've learned some things over the past couple of years that have kept me on track throughout the holidays. So we should definitely, you know, do a show and talk about that in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, absolutely. It's a challenging time of year for a lot of reasons. And we should share some strategies. And we've all three of us have, I think, learned a lot in the years we've been members of Team DDP Yoga. So let's do a group brainstorm, like maybe next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be a good time to share some recipes as well. So.
Yeah.
Oh yes, that's on you. Which you can get.
No, it's on Stacey, because you don't want any of my recipes.
But you can get Stacey's amazing recipes at StaceyMoore'sCleanComfort.com. She's got an awesome memoir, cookbook, and it's a lot of great recipes that would probably do you justice in the holiday season. Just saying, get that book. Great stocking stuffer.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mike.
And also, I wanted to officially welcome Stevie Richards, Big Stevie Cool, Dancing Stevie Cool. He's been a multiple-time guest on DDP Radio. Been a big star in the wrestling business for a couple decades now, and we have secured his passion and talent, and he now joins DDP Yoga, and we are thrilled to have him on board. He's a huge asset to have here as we take DDP Yoga to even the next level, if that's even possible, because we're riding pretty high right now, feeling pretty good. But there's always someplace you can go, as Dallas says, and I'm sure Stevie Richards, having his talent and the asset of him with DDP Yoga, is going to take us to that level. So big congratulations and welcome on board to Stevie Richards. Big Stevie Cool, yeah. And we're going to grab Nolan in just a second, but I just want to run through the DDP Yoga Workshop, if I could. DDP Yoga Workshop schedule is the following: New York City on January 9th, 2015. We got Newport, Rhode Island on January 11th, 2015. LaSalle, Illinois, March 21st, 2015. And, of course, the DDP Yoga Retreat, which is booking now via the Travel Smiths or ddpyogaretreat.com, and that's July 17th to the 23rd and October 16th through the 22nd of 2015. So for any and all questions of DDP Yoga workshops, hit up ddpyoga.com. It's got all the information you need, as well as Dallas's full, which is easy. But now, if you will, let's get down to business. We have an amazing human being with us here on the show tonight. He is the personification of battling the ups and downs that come with changing your life. He's here to talk with us about his journey through battling severe depression, which he's been public about, all the way to becoming a DDP Yoga certified instructor. He's lost 100 pounds, more than 100 pounds, well over 100 pounds in his journey. He is an inspiration, a friend, and an all-around great guy. Welcome, Nolan Bava, to the show. Hello, my friend.
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How's everybody?
Good.
Doing
How
good,
are
man.
You, man?
Doing great. A little rainy here in Memphis, Tennessee, but other than that, it's fantastic.
Oh, awesome, man. And I got to set this up for you. Nolan has been one of my go-to guys in my DDP yoga journey. I don't get on the site as much as I should, and I don't get on the Facebook pages as much as I should. It happens. I have a core group of guys that I just keep in touch with and always just, you know, check in on if I'm having trouble or struggling. You know, Nolan's one of those guys that I always check in with, and he bounces things off me as well. And he's been one of the key factors in my DDP yoga journey. And, you know, I've been wanting to have him on the show for a while, so I'm glad we finally got Nolan back on the show. And welcome, my friend.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be on with you guys. I'm kind of like you, Mike. I'm pretty active on the Facebook page. The Team DDP Yoga is a little harder for me to get to, but big fan of the radio show. I hardly ever listen live, so this is a treat for me to be on. I normally am listening a couple hours after the show airs, but I listen every week. So what you guys do is important. Thank you guys for what you do. And Stacy, I can definitely echo the guys. When you're not there, you are definitely missed. So welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Nolan. Well, it's great to have you as a guest.
Thank you so much.
Now, Nolan, we talked about the ups and downs of the DDP Yoga journey. Now, set up your life for us before DDP Yoga. You had a rough road to get where you are today. You know, set up where you came from and what finally made you take your hold of yourself and actually own your life in your DDP Yoga journey.
Yeah, just to try to tell try to compact 44 and a half years into 44 and a half seconds here real quick. You know, I grew up in a home that was riddled with addiction. My parents they had their own battles and their own demons, and spent a lot of my childhood functioning as an adult to help them through their struggles. And at the time, I didn't realize I was just as big an addict as them. My addiction just was food. And so food has been a big part of my life. It's been there to comfort me. It's been there to help me. It's been there to celebrate with and to mourn with. And at one point in my life, I got up to 469 and a half pounds. And I guess it was 12 or 13 years ago, turned to gastric bypass surgery. Which, you know, at 30 years old, I was almost 500 pounds. And that surgery wow. saved my life. In the midst of having the surgery, lost 235 pounds, got down to 235 pounds, and maintained there for a long time. During that time, I also developed a condition called psoriatic arthritis. And I have some, if you see some of my pictures on Facebook or Team DDP Yoga, you'll notice that I have some joints that are fused in my hands, and I have the same thing in my toes. And it just created some mobility issues for me. And, you know, despite a lot of success with losing weight from the surgeries, if you don't correct behaviors, weight loss is just a symptom of a bigger problem. At least it was in my life. And about 7 years ago, I went through a pretty traumatic job transition kind of thing. And over the course of a few years, I gained back 125 pounds. So I came to DDP Yoga at 360 pounds and a beat up body through this arthritis at a fairly young age. And it was through hearing Chris Jericho talk about DDP Yoga that I said, you know what? There's something cool about this. And it was the week before Arthur's video just went crazy that I got to see Arthur's story. And then I saw Stacy's story, and it's like, these people look like they were down to their last shot at a second chance. And maybe this is my last chance for a second chance. And if it worked for them, maybe it won't work, but maybe it will. And you know, it was funny because within those first three and a half months, I lost 50 pounds. And but DDP Yoga has been so much bigger than a weight loss project for me. It's been an absolute mind shift for me. I mean, the fact that 3 years ago, if you would have told me that I would sit on my couch tonight, be the 18th certified instructor for DDP Yoga in the world, level one, to have a NASM personal trainer certification under my belt, and to have successfully kept off over 100 pounds for going on 2 years, I would have said you were crazy. And that's exactly where I'm at today. And, you know, and that's not to say that my journey hasn't had its ups and downs. Like you shared, Mike, I battle with major depression off and on. I had had two jobs over the span of 9 years, and in the last 2 years, changed jobs five times. It was kind of a crazy deal, but now it's been all of that has been a part of my journey. And I think I'm the oldest person to get certified at this point. If not, I'm in the upper two or three, and I probably have taken the longest to get certified. But all of those things have been a part of me becoming the person that I needed to be. And I wrote down in my notes just a little while ago, you know, the last 6 to 12 months, honestly, have been the most difficult and rewarding parts of my journey. I put on 25 pounds over the last 6 months that is just frustrating the fool out of me. And part of it is because of the hours that I'm working now. My sleep patterns are definitely screwed up, and that's a big factor. And it's just really I've come through a season of life where it's like, I have to have victories that are bigger than what the scale says. And coming back to a mentality of the scale was my best friend at the start of my journey. And over the last year, I've realized it's not telling the tale of whether I'm a success or a failure. And I relied on it too long to let myself feel validated, like I was making a difference and that I was keeping score. And honestly, what I would use the scale for is validation for me to eat whatever I wanted. Because even though I've been gluten-free for 2.5 years, Stacy can tell you really quickly, you can find some really good gluten-free crap out there. And as long as my scale stayed within a 5 to 10 pound range, I kind of let myself go and eat whatever I wanted to. And over the last few months, I've had to really reevaluate, why do I eat the way that I do? And why do I go back to these certain foods? And it's really been a hard discovery, but it's been a fantastic self-discovery. And I realized, you know, I've been my biggest enemy almost all my life. And I will tell anybody that's listening out there, if I could sum up the last year in a nutshell, it'd be in this phrase: self-hatred will never take you to a good place. And at some point in this journey, you have to realize you are a special and amazing person. You're uniquely gifted in ways that nobody else is. You've been put on this earth to do something that nobody else will have the privilege and honor to do. And when you kind of step back and look at your life from that perspective, how can you really hate yourself, you know? And and that's been the journey that I've had to go on over the last 6 months. And that was a lot longer than 44 and a half seconds. I realized that. So, but that's kind of my story and where I'm at today.
That's a great point, Nolan, and I love the quote that, you know, Dallas has that awesome quote that he has in his 90% video. It says, "No one can do more damage to you than you," and that hit it on the head for me. Actually, I've told my story several times, and I want to keep this on you. But when I first started DDP Yoga, I kind of was skeptical. As most wrestler people are in the wrestling business, we think everything is a work. We think everyone's a carny. And the things that really set out to me is no one can do more damage to you than you. And to realize your self-destruction and realize what you're doing to yourself is a really big eye-opener. And I want to talk to you about this because you mentioned that you had lost a lot of weight and gained it back.
Yep.
And I don't tell people this very often either, but I just because it doesn't come up and it's in the past, but I had lost 120 pounds back in 2007, and I gained every single pound of it back. And not to say that I wasn't, I was losing weight, but I wasn't healthy. I was relying on frozen meals, and I was relying on, you know, quick, you know, fixes, granola bars, and, you know, that stuff that was low calorically, but not healthy for you at all. And people are, that's huge to come back from. And I know Stacey's come back from that. She's yo-yoed with her weight loss. She's lost, I think it was 100 pounds twice, was it, Stacey?
Yeah, 100 pounds twice. But Nolan, when you talked about getting your self-esteem back, and that was part of my journey, and I found that to be more important. A lot of people are fixated on the weight, but that's why the weight didn't stay off me those first two times, because I didn't have the self-worth. And I realized I really needed that if I was going to make any kind of lasting change in my life.
I agree with that 100%. Stacey, I agree with that 100%. And, you know, and it was funny because 6 months ago, I felt myself at that precipice again of, you know, if I could go back in time and realize, and Mike, I think you and I maybe texted about this a little bit. I realized, I think for the first time in my life, I realized that I was on the verge of destroying every good habit that I had come to develop over the last 2 years. And was so close to just walking away from it all. And it had nothing to do with the success of the program. It had everything to do with that no matter how successful I was in so many different things, I felt like a failure. And I think when you grow up a child of addiction, and you have to assume the responsibility of being an adult way too soon in life, you start to embody failure because you realize, for me, and both my parents have passed away at this point, and, you know, if I have a family member out there listening, my goal isn't to bury my parents. I love them dearly, and I know they love me dearly, but they did a lot of sabotage in my life unintentionally. And one of the things that I've had to realize is just because I grew up with the cards stacked against me and a mentality for failure, it doesn't mean that failure has to continue to perpetuate itself. But I was so close to just walking away again.
How did you turn it around, Nolan? Did you get help? Did you decide to just retrain your brain on your own? Was it a combination of things?
You know what's funny is for a number of years and years at my unhealthiest, I was a pastor, and so a big part of that is counseling others and helping them their difficult times in life. And I was that guy, the story they tell about the shoe cobbler who has the worst shoes in the world because he's spending time fixing everybody else's. You know, in so many ways, I think that was me. And it's like I knew a lot of truth. I've always been able to break down and help. I've done a lot of things as a teacher and a coach, and I've been able to help other people optimize their own performances, but I've never really taken that step back to do it for myself until recently. And there have been trusted friends like Mike and Josh McAdoo and Chad Collins, and some guys that, you know, I wouldn't be one guy that some folks that may be new to DDP Radio and DDP Yoga may not remember, but Doug Steffen was a huge influence on my life. Guys like Slim Gillian and DJ Clark, these guys have been encouragements and friends that I wouldn't have made it through the journey without the community. But I'll be honest with you, Josh McAdoo helped me save my life again. And just the friendship that I had through him, just the constant encouragement that I've had through my wife and my 13-year-old daughter. But, Stacey, that's a great question because I had all the answers, but I wasn't allowing myself to ask the questions because I knew the questions are going to lead me to a really dark place that, honestly, I just didn't want to go. I've been to too many times. But if you don't go to those dark places, you can't truly come out on the other side and see the life and the light of the goodness that you have in your life. And so it's been a really, really dark road, but it's also been the most fruitful road that I've walked in this journey, so I'm grateful for it.
Wow. It takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to admit that. And, you know, Nolan, I know a lot of people here who listen to this show, and I know, you know, people on this show, you know, me included, who battled, you know, with bouts of depression. Some people think that once that hits and you hit that roadblock, that it's an end of some sort. Like, you were doing great on your journey and you hit this roadblock and that's the end of your journey. It erases the years of work that you've done. What do you have to say to somebody who's trying to break through that wall, who's trying to get on the other side of, you know, that roadblock, of that, you know, thing in the middle of the road that's preventing them from passing? You know, there is another side of that journey, and you know, I know a lot of people who would deal with depression on DDP yoga that have that problem, and you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And how do you get there? I know you don't have all the answers. What did you do to get there?
Excellent question. And I don't know that the answer is the same for everyone, but I can tell you the answer for me. Stop focusing on a freaking finish line. It's probably further than you want to think about today. And I'll be honest with you, when you reach it, if you've dealt with any kind of addiction, you're just setting yourself up for a future failure if it's a finish line mentality. Because I hit my weight goal. And then I realized, you know, I could say, yeah, it's my lack of sleep. And yeah, that's probably, you know, 10 to 15 pounds of what I'm going through. I've talked to yoga doc. I've talked to my physician about it. And that's probably part of the truth. But there's, you know, there have been things that I've done in my own eating habits where I've been my biggest self-saboteur. And part of it is because I'm scared to live a normal life, I think. Because I think at some point, eventually, I'll fail again. And so you have to flip the switch that, I wrote this down a little while ago, just thinking about it. For me, I've had to totally change my mindset where my goals have nothing to do with my weight loss. It has to do with the person that I want to be. And honestly, Mike, it's not about where you want to go as much as it is the courage to take the step that's right in front of you right now. It's like when you go and look in that pantry, are you going to have the guts to eat the Laura bar instead of the Snickers bar? You know, are you going to put good whole food in your body? Or are you going to put crap in your body because it's going to make you feel good for a minute and it's going to make you feel lousy for an hour, and 90 minutes later you're going to want to eat it all again? You put good food in your body, if you do that enough times in a row, your hunger will take care of itself. You drink water on a regular basis instead of a soda. And, dude, I am a soda fiend. I love it. But I can't drink it because I don't like the sugared sodas. I like the diet sodas, you know. And so I'm just pumping my body full of chemicals, which make me want even more bad food. Even though it's been gluten-free for 2.5 years, you know, and I don't have the inflammation and the pain that I used to have, for me, one step down leads to another step down and another step down. And you can't focus on how far you've fallen. You can only focus on what's the next step. What is the right step that's right in front of me? And, you know, for me, it's hour at a time, a minute at a time sometimes. But it's like I can't say I'm, you know, and Robert, I've heard you comment on this before, and I agree with you 100%. You know, we set out these dumb, dumb challenges where I'm going to exercise for the next 30 days straight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, respect to people that do that. I think they have the best intentions. But from a guy who's been certified as a personal trainer, who's done a lot of study on anatomy and physiology, there's nothing worse for your body than for you to exercise 30 days straight. Doesn't matter how good you eat either at that point, because you're going to feel fatigue because your body needs rest at least one day a week. And it doesn't have to be, oh, I can't leave the house and I've got to sleep for 20 hours kind of deal. It might be rather than doing double black diamond one of those days that you go out for a 20-minute walk. And you can have active rest, but you're setting yourself up for failure if you say, well, I'm going to do DDP yoga for the next 150 days and do it hardcore. And that's coming from a guy that at one point did 150, I think I ended up doing 180-day stretch straight.
Damn.
Of DDP yoga. I did something every day, and you say, well, you argue with the results. No, the weight loss happened because of that, but that didn't fix my mind, which is what caused the weight gain to happen. So,
you know, and it's funny that you should say that, because that almost sounds like addiction.
It's a shift from one addiction to another, Robert. And that's, you know, a guy like me, that's exactly what the program is fantastic for an addict. It really is. Because you can shift gears from one mindset to another, but is having a healthier addiction, is that really the goal of an addict? No, the goal of an addict is really to break the cycle of addiction and to realize I have to have healthy rhythms in my life. I have to have healthy routines. And part of that means that there's going to be days like Christmas where it's like, I'm not going to eat great today, and that's okay. But like you said, Mike, Christmas is one day. It's not 40 days. And that's what happens to a lot of us sometimes.
And a lot of people in addiction have the all or nothing mentality. Like, I'm either going to be all in or all out. And I know a lot of people who have been through addiction. And, you know, me with my food addiction, it is an all or nothing mentality. We feel that if we're not doing DDP yoga every single day, then it's not worth, it's almost like it's not worth doing at all. Cause we have the quenching need to just do something and do it addictively.
Here's the problem is that we get so allured in by the sexy side of life that, you know, sexy and flashy, and I can do, you know, I can lose 30 pounds in 30 days, you know, and I've seen a couple different posts about that on Facebook, and it's like, that's not, I can lose 30 pounds in 30 days. I promise you I can. I've done it before. It's, you know, it's a very simple recipe for me. I could do it tomorrow. But is that going to help me be who I want to be? A perfect example, I know how to lose weight for me quickly. If I eat nothing but protein and I focus on green vegetables and I don't eat any fruit and I don't eat anything but meat and greens, I'll lose weight really quickly. But the problem is, when do I get to get off that ramp? You know, and if I can have 2 servings of fruit a day, but it takes me longer to lose weight, but that's a healthy part of my lifestyle, to me, that's the better choice at this stage of my life, because that's something that's sustainable. And for me to tell me I can't have something is, that's off the rails, and that does more destruction to me than it does help, you know. And it's that
never works.
Exactly. You know, in very few circumstances, I hate having a food addiction. I really do. Because with respect to one of my, a guy who's become a really good friend through my DDP yoga certification journey, sharing a little bit about his alcohol addiction. And he's saying, you know, this is a really simple choice for me. It's like, I just don't drink. And it's like, you know, and I shared with him, it's like, man, I almost wish I had that choice with food sometimes. I really do. You know, to where, you know, kind of like we were in the, I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie The Matrix, where all they had to eat was the slop. It's like, you know, take some of the flash out of it and just give me the nutrients part of it. Maybe that's the world that I could function in the best. But the reality is that ain't the world that I live in, you know. And so I have to learn to deal with this cruddy addiction. But, you know, just being able to call it what it is and to realize where I've been and to realize I don't have to take every step away from it today to be making progress. One step away, you know, just the one step that I had this week, Stacey, is I don't want no sugars, nothing that's refined, you know, and It's like that. Some people say, well, that's not a big enough step. Well, for me, this week, you know, when there are treats around at work and whatnot, that's a big step for me, you know. And at the end of the week, if I've gone and I've had very little sugar in my diet, it's better than the week that I had the previous week, you know.
Oh, that's a huge step. And you know, eliminating or cutting back on sugars will just help in so many ways, including your mood swings and energy levels.
Yep.
But you brought up a really good point, and this, I think, goes hand in hand with overcoming addiction. And it's really just the idea of staying in the moment and working on what you need to work on today. I think it's so easy, especially when there's weight goals in mind, you know, to dream about what am I going to look like and how long will this weight take me to get off. And it's easy to kind of distract yourself into the what ifs and fantasy worlds of the future. But meanwhile, what about today? You know, I mean, it's not always fun to just like have to sit here in the moment and deal with whatever's coming up. But that,
yep.
if you're willing to do it, and you, as you pointed out, you didn't do it alone. You reached out to your
yep.
support community, and you got help. And
yep.
I didn't do it alone. Mike, Robert, nobody does it alone. We all ask for help, and we all know help is there. If we can just, it's got to come from us, though. But
yeah.
living day by day, and let the weight take care of itself. Let the food plans, you know, you listen to your body, but don't get too obsessed, because the whole obsession with getting rid of the weight like yesterday kind of plays into the illusion that weight is the only problem. And we
yep.
all know weight is just it's a symptom of other stuff.
Yep.
So work
yep.
on the other stuff too. And there's no one answer. There's a mosaic of solutions. But it's really about just staying grounded in the day that we have. And all we have is right now.
100%.
I want to talk to you guys.
Go ahead, Mike.
I just want to touch on something you said real quick. But first, are we going to go to a spot, Robert?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, we're going to go to a spot real quick. And then we've got Kat on hold waiting to talk to Nolan and the show. So we're going to go to that real quick. Do you want to throw something out there from Piper? I'd love to hear from Piper. I love him.
I can. Let me see. Yeah, let's go to a Piper.
All right, we got Roddy
it's
Piper.
It's time now. I got to tell you about my friend Diamond Dallas Page, who is the guy that invented DDP yoga. Now, he came up with DDP yoga after he got hurt in the ring and almost couldn't wrestle anymore. I mean, it was going to be the end for him. All right, now I know this guy personally, and I don't vouch for nobody, but I vouch for this man. And when he saw how it saved his career, like he rehabilitated himself by himself, made it up, worked with yoga, got different people, put a program together, he decided to share it with everyone because he was down, he was out, and he brought himself back and became the world champion. Now, DDP yoga, it ain't your mama's yoga, okay? This is a cardio workout. It'll get your heart rate going. DDP yoga builds strength and flexibility. And it's really easy on the joints, too. He's been trying to get me to do this for years, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to try it. Because DDP has already helped thousands of people around the world, and now he can do the same for you. This is a guy, I'm Roddy Piper now. I know this guy. I know how dedicated he is. I wouldn't do a commercial for him if I didn't believe it. And here's your chance to try DDP yoga, because I'm going to. Dallas Page, Diamond Dallas Page, is offering my listeners, only my listeners, a great deal on the Max Pack. Now figure it out here. Watch this. 15 workouts that anyone can do. It's got a nutritional guide, a meal planner, and recipes. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Piper. That's ddpyoga.com/Piper to take advantage of a special offer only available to my listeners, Hot Rods listeners. One more time. That's ddpyoga.com/Piper. Piper. You can also go to podcastone.com, all right? Click on the Keep Our Podcasts Free banner, and then click on Piper's Pit. It'll take you straight to DDP Yoga. Listen, everything else aside, I've seen him work miracles with Scott Hall, Jake the Snake, bring him back. He's a real thing. He's my friend. He's a hell of a man. DDP Yoga. You got a problem, you give it a try.
Wow, what a great endorsement from Roddy Piper. You know, Piper, one of the best men on the stick in the history of the business, and for him to put over Dallas like that, you know, even if it is a spot, that was coming from Piper's heart, and that was a great spot right there. I dug that.
Yeah, he can. Man, he always sounds like he's on the edge of cutting a promo, but I mean that, you know, you can tell that was legit.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a great one right there. We're going to get to a couple callers. Real quick, I wanted to touch on something Nolan said just a few minutes ago, and then we're going to grab Kat. Nolan talked about the mental aspect of, you know, changing your life, knowing your life, and the DDP Yoga journey. So many people think of DDP Yoga as a workout. It's a yoga program. It's a DDP Yoga program. It's not just a workout. DDP Yoga is a full, you know, comprehensive program that includes mind, body, and soul, and it's a workout. It's an eating lifestyle, and it's an attitude, and it's a mindset. And, you know, for me, in changing my life, the number one thing I had to get straight wasn't my diet, wasn't my working out, it was my head. Once my head got straight, everything fell into place. And I just want to touch on that real quick and say thanks for Nolan for pointing that out, because that is such a great point, how much mentality and how much the mental aspect of, you know, changing your life is, how important that is. So that was a great point, Nolan. But we're going to grab Kat, who's on hold right now. She's been on hold for a while, so I apologize to Kat. But is Kat there? Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey, Kat. Good. Good to hear all of you. I hope you all had a happy Thanksgiving. And just wanted to call and say congratulations to Nolan, my certification mentor. And I'm just so proud of him. And I just want to say, Nolan, I really respect all the honesty and the level, the really deep sharing that you give with us, this community. We're just really blessed to have you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that means so much, Kat. Thank you so much. It's a privilege to be able to walk with you on this journey. And I'm so proud of Kat. I want to say this because it's something I wanted to make sure we got over in this recording was there are a lot of people out there that look at the certification program and they automatically make a judgment, and Kat might be, I don't know if she'll go out there and say it, she might have been one of those people or may not have been, I'm not sure.
Heck yeah.
that you know, that the certification is only for, you know, the hardcore kind of people like a Travis and a Christina Russell and a Matt Hancock. And I'll tell you, you know, Matt Hancock is an amazing guy. He and I started certification together, and he is the first DDP Yoga Level 1 instructor certified in the world. He'll always be number one. By my count, I was number 18. I'll always be number 18. And what that doesn't mean that Matt is 17 spots better than me. What it means is he became my brother before I became his brother. And that's all it means is once you're in this family, it's something Josh McAdoo and I talked about because we were going through the whole process together, waiting on videos and whatnot. You know, we're brothers for life as a result of this journey. And what I want to encourage, some of you folks out there are thinking, I could never be an instructor. Well, why the heck not? I was 360 pounds. I barely could get off the couch. And now I can teach people and I can take a rock star athlete through a workout that's going to literally kick their butt. And I have to use push-up bars because I have weak wrists. If you have a heart for learning as much about DDP yoga as you can, and trust me, Yoga Doc's going to send you a 300-page manual, and you get to learn a lot of it. If you like to learn and if you have any kind of heart to teach, and pretty much anybody that sticks with DDP yoga loves teaching it in some regard, whether it's just a simple dynamic resistance principle, or whether it's teaching somebody how to do catcher, which I absolutely hate, by the way. Catcher is not my friend, but I work at it today. I still hate it, but I get better at it every time that I do it. And, you know, I will never have abs like David Orr. I will never have sexy beast splash-tastic abs. I would just be happier with a more deflated stomach. I'm cool with that. But Dave's journey has not been my journey, and much respect to him, because he's had his own things to have to overcome. You know, he's a comeback kid that's had to go through two really hardcore surgeries. And I have nothing but respect for Dave. I'm not picking on him other than the sexy, flash-tastic abs, because I like saying that. But
yeah, Dave's a badass.
Certification is for everybody. If you think that you might be able to do it, and one thing I've heard, it's like, I can't spend $500, you know, to get certified. Really? You're not worth $10 a week? You know, break it down. It's like, I don't have the money to do it. Can you figure out a way to save $10 a week? And if you did that for a year, then you've got your money to get certified, and you can use the hours that you need preparing for that certification. You know, so it's like, we got to take all the excuses off the table, folks, because if a guy like me can get certified, I guarantee you anybody that's listening to this podcast can. And Kat,
and that's, that's exactly why I signed up. Thank you. Well, you know, I had wanted to do it. And again, you talked about self-doubt before. And, you know, you have to just work through it and believe that, yes, you know what, I will do this. And you were very wise when you told me, you know, don't rush the certification process. Just take it for what it is and just enjoy every step of the journey. That's what I'm doing. And I wanted to thank you. And because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, and that's the God's honest truth.
Well, that's very sweet of you to say.
It's true. And thank you for the Days of Diamond Cutter Challenge. Team Arnett did number 2 tonight. I did my first 10-second push-up, and I did my first pounce
nice.
Tonight. So
there you go. That's awesome, kid. Keep at it.
I'm telling you. Thank you, guys.
Speaking of activity here in this community, too, she's a great girl, and she's got a – always get a positive comment from someone, and has a pretty cool taste in music, too, if I might say so myself.
Thank you. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
I wasn't crapping on Nebraska, by the way.
Oh, God, no, I know. It was too late. I didn't read it right. I was just being...
All right, Kat, take care.
All right,
buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks so much. Right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
We have another caller we're going to grab before we head out. The hour 5 tonight. We had a great talk, and I appreciate Nolan coming on. And like Kat mentioned, we had a really honest conversation. A lot of people are, you know, it's not fun to come up here and talk about your weaknesses and faults. And I know I struggle with that, you know, being so open on a radio show. It's not easy. But the amount of people you help by opening your soul and telling people, you know, your struggles. I tell people on my Mike at 90% side all the time, I don't know any more than what you know. I'm just sharing what's worked for me. And Nolan came out here tonight and shared what's worked for him, shared his journey. And that's really commendable. And it's going to help a lot of people, I can tell. But we're going to grab Josh McAdoo real quick. Josh is another DDP Yoga certified instructor. And he's been mentioned on the show tonight quite a bit. So we put over McAdoo a little bit. So I'm going to have to get him on the show and take him down a few notches. We got Josh on the show. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I only called in because I wanted to be on the same podcast as Roddy Piper. So now I'm good to go, right?
No, you want to be on the same podcast 90%, right?
I said Roddy Piper. Maybe my phone glitched there. I said Roddy Piper.
Okay.
But no, I wanted to call because I knew Nolan was going to be on. And then, of course, he always has to say some pretty emotional things that I guess hit me, hit home for me, and I appreciate the nice things he said about me. I hope I can live up to at least 10% of what he said about me, you know. But I just wanted to say thank you to Nolan for being there and being one of those guys to look up to be inspirational to others. I mean, he's been really inspirational to me, even before we started really communicating and trading phone numbers and stuff. So it's awesome to see him certified and see him on the show again. So just wanted to call in real quick to say that. Appreciate you, buddy.
You know I love you, brother.
Yeah.
All right, group hug. Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, don't feel bad. They wanted to have CM Punk or Vince McMahon on the show tonight, and the best they could do was Nolan Bobbitt. So.
Yeah, that really shows how much swag we really have.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, Josh Mack.
What? Go, Mike.
I appreciate it. Thanks for calling, Josh. And always, I love busting your chops, man, but you're a great cat. And you yourself help a lot of people in the DDP Yoga community. You're really active in the community, and you know, you touch base with everybody. I barely text anybody because I'm a horrible texter, and I always get these motivational texts from McAdoo, and it's great, and it's so great the reach we have. I mean, I'm here in North Carolina, formerly New Hampshire, and Josh McAdoo's in Alaska. We've never met each other face to face, yet we talk almost daily. It's pretty crazy how DDP Yoga is so many amazing people together.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Mike.
So thanks for calling, Josh. We appreciate it, man. And keep kicking ass as the ass-kicking Alaskan up there in Alaska.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Take care,
man. Bye-bye, Josh.
Bye.
And I think we should talk about that a little bit, too, before we head out. Nolan is in Tennessee. Josh McAdoo is in Alaska. We got Dave Orth in outside of Philly. We got Mike Mullins in North Carolina. We got Robert in Florida. Stacy in New York. How crazy is it that we all just got together in this journey together, and we are battling through it and battling through our own demons and rising above, you know, all these huge challenges in our life, and we're doing it together, these most unlikely people. I love Nolan to death, but him and I are probably about as different as we can possibly be as people. I mean this, and I love him like a brother. It's amazing how we come together like this and for a cause like this. And we owning our lives together. So many different people from all walks of life just coming into the DDP Yoga community and becoming family.
Absolutely. It was the weirdest thing. It was so cool. It's coming up on 2 years now, I guess, that I got a phone call from Dallas and said, "Hey, bro, can you come out to L.A. for a few days?" And I'm like, "Sure." And so he said, "We're shooting a docu-mercial, and I want you to be a part of it." And I want to tell you, it was the most surreal experience because of meeting Stacy in person and meeting Arthur in person. I remember, Stacy, you remember the day we were filming and we were asking Arthur questions about something, and he drops down and does this diamond cutter salutation series. And you whip out Bill whipped out your phone and started video, and it's like, is this really happening? Am I here doing this right now? And it was just the most amazing experience because there were so many things that I thought that I already knew about Stacy and Arthur and Slim and Tony Crawford, who lives, about 20 miles from. What's funny, Mike, is Tony Crawford is also in the infomercial, and he lives about 20 miles from me, and I haven't seen him in person since we shot the docu-mercial. You know, it's just our paths don't cross in our everyday lives, even though, you know, we're not far from each other. But it's the cool thing is this community has become so tight knit, and it's exciting when you do get to meet those people, either through sharing a phone call or through actually coming face to face with them. Yeah, it was awesome. I'm just gonna be real candid. Part of me almost didn't want to go to Knoxville because I was a little bit ashamed and embarrassed that I had gained 20 pounds. And it's like, I did, you know, and I look at some of those pictures, it's like, oh, I hate the way I look in some of those pictures. And then I diminish the fact that, you know, Nolan, you still kept up over 100 pounds. You're okay. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a bump in a road. It's not it's not a cliff that you've gone over. This, I'm so glad that I went, not because of, it was great to meet Dave in person and Eric Turner. And, you know, of course I got to see Donnie again, Don Schmielhaus, and met Liz for the first time and Brenda for the first time in person. But it was more important for one of the coolest experiences for that for me was that my daughter and my wife got to go with me, and they got to meet Dallas for the first time in person and work out with him. And it's like the two parts of my life that are most important to me got to collide. You know, and for them to be able, you know, and they've done DDP yoga with me. I couldn't have gotten certified without Allison and Maddie because they were my guinea pigs, you know, and did my videos with me and stuff. But it was, you know, seeing those worlds come together on that level was just huge for me. And so, you know, and I'm just grateful to meet guys like Stephen Platt and Adam Metter and, you know, folks that were kind enough to come up and say, "Hey, I'm doing this, you know, because you influenced me to do this." And that's a humbling big thing that you've got a responsibility for in some ways too. So it's just it's an amazing community.
And the thing with the community, which I think helps me the most, is, you know, being so ingrained in the DDP Yoga community as I have. I've been here for 3 years now, and it's a long time. It's a big chunk of my life. I'm 30 years old. That's a tenth of my life I've been part of the DDP Yoga community. And it's so ingrained in my life now that on my Facebook page, probably half of my Facebook friends are DDP Yoga people. Yeah. I have you. I have Josh. I have Matt. I have Dave Orth. I have, you know, so many different people in my life that just text me out of the blue. So even if I wanted to avoid DDP Yoga, I couldn't.
Yeah.
That's a great thing for me because, you know, sometimes I lose motivation. Sometimes, you know, I don't feel like getting on the mat. But getting a text from Josh McAdoo or seeing somebody own their life on Facebook on my timeline or having Nolan call me and just give me a little, you know, pep talk, that gets me on the mat, you know, more often than not. And it motivates me, keeps me going. And if I didn't have all these people, you know, around me, surrounding me through this process, I probably might have dropped off a while ago. I'm not saying I would have, but, you know, having these people in my life and having this constantly in my face and on my timeline and in my text message and phone calls, it keeps you going and it keeps you inspired and motivated.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Nolan, I just want to thank you again for sharing so honestly. And, you know, most of us at Team DDP Yoga, if not all, I mean, my guess is all, we've all had setbacks in our journey. It's never just a straight arc upward, you know.
Mm-mm.
And there's and that's life, you know. Sometimes our food choices and weight gain or whatever, it's just a reflection of what's going on in our lives. And there's absolutely no shame in, you know, okay, I slid back a little, you know, okay, I gained some weight. It's part of life. And what's so great is that you just recognized it and said, okay, I don't want to go any further. And what can I do about it? And there's absolutely no reason for anybody to beat themselves up for gaining weight or eating sugar or whatever it is. I always tell clients who, you know, talk about shame to me, I say, well, you got to ask yourself three questions. These are the three reasons in my mind you should have shame. If you murdered somebody in cold blood, if you hurt somebody's children, or if you stole money. I mean, to me, those are reasons for shame. Not weight gain, not eating something. So really, if anyone out there is struggling with setbacks or shame, give yourself a break, lighten up on yourself, you know, and get back on the mat tomorrow.
And for me, I really appreciate that because that's, you know, I think we develop this mentality when we start to make progress in our life, we want everything to be perfect all the time. And, you know, DDP Yoga and losing weight was such an integral part of my life for 2 years and it was my anchor through a lot of chaos, in particular with my job situation for a little bit. I never went a day without work. You know, I was incredibly blessed by that. But, you know, over the last 6 months, I've landed where I need to be job-wise. And, you know, my family life has been at a great level. My spiritual life has been at a great level. So it's like anytime you have, you know, if you've got four or five of your life centers that you're hitting on all cylinders and you have one of those that's a little cattywampus, that's called normal. And, you know, it just kind of threw me for a loop because it's been the first time in my DDP yoga journey that things kind of got out of whack. And part of it, you know, I was stressed out about all the stuff of just trying to finish that stupid certification. I was trying to do all these other things, you know, and I would set these deadlines in my mind, you know, and it's like you can't set deadlines for things that you have no control over. And ultimately, that's why the scale is an enemy of me, because the scale doesn't show what I've really done. My food journal does. My exercise journal does. My sleep journal. Those are things that are controllable to some degree. And so that's where my success or failure should be weighed, not on scale. And so that, to me, that was a huge breakthrough. And it's like, I know you've said this in the past, Stacey, that the body's going to do what the body's going to do. And there's a lot of truth in that, that the number will line up at the right time. I have no doubt I'll get down to 235 again. I have no doubt that I'll probably go lower than that. I'll get down probably to about 225 again. But it's not in obsessing over that number. It's like, I just want to do the right things, and I also want to live a life where I don't feel totally deprived. So I'm not going to go, I'm not going to go totally carb-free, because that turns me into an animal. You know, it really does. I'm just eating to survive at that point. And it's like, there's no fun in that. And it's like, if you can't have a little bit of fun along the way, you know, I'll tell you, I don't know if you guys drink protein shakes, but Dallas and Brenda turned me on to the greatest protein shake that is totally vegan. I'm a huge believer in J-Rob's egg white protein. I love it. And then I was introduced to Orgain, and it's just Orgain is the name of it. And you can get it at Costco. You can get for 30 bucks, you can get 27 servings. This stuff is amazing. And, you know, you throw some chia seeds in it. It's a nice dark chocolate. Every ingredient in this is organic. It was developed by a doctor who came down with cancer. And so much of the things that his body couldn't digest anything that was healthy, because there was nothing healthy out there for him to have. He had to have liquid nutrition. And so there are brands and they're all loaded with chemicals and garbage and sugar, which cancer feeds on sugar. And so he, out of necessity, developed this protein, and Dallas shared that at the Knoxville conference. I'm a huge chocolate fiend. And it's like, I can have one of these shakes with some chia in it, coconut almond milk, and I feel like I'm drinking an Almond Joy. It's that good.
Mm. Wow.
So, you know, it's like, you can find a healthy alternative. Stacy has a cookbook that's full of them, of comfort foods that are healthier, you know, and that they're going to make a difference in your life. And if you taste them just a few times, it's like, you get to the place that you prefer the taste of the healthier foods than you do the ones that just load you down with carbs and junk. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you could have, and I say all that to say, I know we're running out of time, but guys, any step, no matter how small, that you're making toward the you that you want to ultimately become, they have a word for that. It's called progress. And be proud of progress, no matter how small, no matter how long it takes to get there. Be proud of progress. You know,
absolutely, man. Mm-hmm. And you are the personification of progress. You are the personification of always be moving forward. Thank you, Nolan Bobbitt, for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. We'll have to have you come back soon. It was a pleasure talking to you, man. And I will talk to you via text or phone call really quick. Email me the name of that protein, by the way, if you could.
I will do.
All right, thank you so much, Nolan, for being on the show. Thank you, Stacy, for holding down the fort with me. Robert, for holding down the fort with me. We have a great show tonight, and we will be back with you next week. Hopefully we'll have another great guest. Hopefully we'll have another great show. And until next time, remember, every day you wake up and your blood is still flowing through your veins and there's air in your lungs, it's another day to own your life. So stand up, own your life, always be moving forward, always be making progress. Until next week, own it, my friends. See you guys. Thank you so much. DDPRadio.com.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.